My name's Luke. Luke Grass.
I'm Stephen Hoppy.
And Ben Carey. Do we want to discuss what's the, like, why we're doing this?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, how do we want to describe that? Like, just a documentation of our thoughts?
Yeah.
For I almost feel like future it's... family members and friends and things like that, like a time capsule of sorts?
I almost feel like it's also, like, we get to, like, maintain in contact. We don't always talk on the phone every time, all, like, every week, even though we want to. Yeah. Like, better contact. But time capsule for me, I think, is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Luke?
Well, I think, like, this is kind of gay, a little deep, but kind of cheesy. But friends do grow apart, you know?
And yeah, especially when we get married.
Yeah, because some of us are married, getting married, and but like go to college, move away, whatever. Super busy, so it's just nice to be able to like document stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
and just be able to be like, this is a time where we can talk. We have friends like Kobe's in Iowa, Daniel's in Omaha, Will's in Wichita,
Steve's in Colorado, Caleb's in Florida.
Yeah, shout out Micah.
yeah.
And JP, of course. And then we have Ryan Fitz, and he's a guy.
He's in St. Louis. You never know when he's going to show up.
You don't. He called me today.
Really?
He never leaves. Yeah, he doesn't leave voicemails. He just calls. But if he does, he goes, "What up, big daddy? You want to be molested by me?"
Wait, he called you the other day? What did he talk about?
No, he just calls me randomly.
Oh, he didn't talk about anything significant. Okay.
No, not yet. I ignored his call today. So.
Yeah, because we've... The other thing is, like, so, Luke, Steven and I went on a hike today, and Kylie was there. And even on the hike, we started having, like, really good conversations about, like, universal healthcare and electric cars and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And so it'd be so fun to document what we're saying and thinking, and then, like, 20
go back years, and be like, yeah, well, what were we thinking?
And then 20 years from now, thinking, like, oh, you know, Steven was so right. Ben was such an idiot on this topic. Or vice versa.
I also think it's so interesting, too, because I like Ben, you know how Ben, Luke, was like a year ago, was like a diehard like Republican, like free market all the way. And he would say that.
Yeah.
He was just so intense on being like Republican. And now I feel like he's adapting and changing his viewpoints to be like almost liberal, more liberal.
No. So okay.
I love it.
No, but it's true though.
No, it's not. All I'm ever saying is I'm just trying to ask questions.
Yeah.
No, you just be open-minded. Like, what if capitalism left to itself is not always the best thing?
I don't think strict capitalism is good. Like,
Right. Strictly
capitalism. Because that's the wild, wild west.
But the other thing, this is what I'm thinking. What if through the advent of technology, like technology improves and moves so quickly, what if at some point we can afford to give people $1,000 a month? Like,
when has giving someone money ever helped them?
Yeah, I doubt, because just saying that, like Ben, like, so I see what you're saying, but no, you're saying like if a company comes to a point where technology allows, if technology allows a business to make billions of dollars a week or a day, even like trillions of dollars a day, you're saying that it's okay then to pay one person $1,000. But I think what you're missing, what you're saying is that like it's never helpful to actually hand out money though. That's the problem.
But
like, have you seen any studies done? Because they did it in like Sweden or Denmark, one of the Scandinavian countries.
No.
They did a small scale. So they did like 800 people.
Yeah.
They gave them about $1,000 a month. You should listen to it. It's kind of interesting. It's I think it's Planet Money or one of those podcasts.
Okay.
Obviously not as good as our podcast, which is way better.
What were the findings?
It was a while ago. I'd have to double check.
You don't remember if they were good or bad?
I don't know what their final conclusion was. But the thing is that in America, when we give out money, because we do give out money right now, it's not working. Because we do give lower class people money and those people do not spend it wisely.
Yeah.
And so, like, I am fine with giving someone a crutch, but I don't want to give someone a wheelchair. Because if you look at Alaska, if you look at Alaska, they get money for living there, and they are so lazy. And they start, like, this is weird, but they start, like, human trafficking because they're able to have, like, just sit around and have no, they don't have to work, so they sit around and get lazy, and they're all, yeah, it's kind of rough.
It's just, like, I'm just more open-minded. That's all I'm saying. Like I don't buy into, it's just a lot of things. Like, there's this whole thing of, like, if you're a Christian, you're a Republican, and if you're not, then you're a liberal. And, like, I feel like maybe I'm just overreacting, like, against that, but I don't know. And the other thing is, like, honestly, this is a huge thing. And again, Steven and I were talking about this on our hike. This is a big thing for me, is healthcare. Because we were talking about how, so, like, right now my job is contracted. And the reason why it's contracted is because they don't want to give me benefits because that'd be so expensive. Right. And I've been, like, looking into that, and that is a bunch of people are projecting that to be the future, where people are only contracted and they're not given benefits. And that scares me. Like, that freaks me out. Like, companies obviously are still going to offer benefits, but I also can see a future where it becomes very popular for companies to not provide benefits to people because it's so expensive. And then people are going to be in real trouble, because already I know that lots of people are in debt due to medical bills.
So then, Ben, do you want the government or someone to force the company to give you benefits?
I don't know. But all I know is that, like, something needs to change, because, like, if nothing changes and we continue down this path, I'm worried that companies are going to stop giving people health care.
Have you ever heard of MediShare?
No, what's that?
Basically what it is you pay into this pool every month, like $100 or something, and it's nationwide. And it's with, like, people that don't have health insurance, so they pay into this pool. I don't know how much it is, actually, every month. And basically, MediShare, if you were to have, say, a hospital bill for $2,000,
mm-hmm.
they would take money out of that pool and pay that $2,000.
Are you serious?
Yes, you should look into it.
Do you remember Floetron's insurance? Or no, we didn't have insurance with Floetron, but I do remember this. Like,
yeah,
there is group health insurance.
No, and I think I brought that up earlier with Ben when you were talking about it, because I was telling about how Veronica, like, broke her ankle and she had just gotten too old to, like, be on my parents' health care.
Right.
And so she had, like, pay all the medical bills for, like, her ankle being fixed, and she didn't know what to do. And she found some Christian organization, just kind of like what you're saying, and they, like, paid for everything, but she had to, like, sign this, like Christian statement thing or so whatever. It was, like, I think the statement was saying something like, you have to pay money into this for this amount of time, and you have to live this kind of way or something. I don't remember. But it kept her from, like, having to go into, like, super amount of taking out debt to pay for the bills.
So, you know, in Acts, when it talks about, and they, like, counted their group. Well, here's an interesting thing. You know, in Acts, when everyone got saved immediately, and they started saying, it's like early Acts. So it's like whenever the Pentecost came, and after that, it said, like, they shared everything and they didn't consider anything their own, but anything they got, they brought to the apostles. And they distribute it, which is kind of a form of socialism.
Yeah.
Which, hot take, I think socialism works on paper.
Well,
if you have, yeah, but it doesn't normally work with humans. But anyway, they base MediShare off of
that.
Acts 2 through 4. Exactly.
But, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I'm just asking questions about it.
Did you listen to the Rogan podcast with Bernie?
Yeah.
I didn't hate what he was talking about.
No, and what he said about free college
it made I had never heard anybody let out like that, because I guess I'm only surrounded by conservative people, and so just the idea of free college, oh, that's ridiculous, like that's just like a pipe dream. So but then Bernie said, well, we give these people free middle school, free high school, and now, like, as things as education is improving, why don't we just extend that? Right, but like our taxpayer dollars pay for that program. Yeah. So it's not ludicrous in my mind to say, okay, well, I could totally see a program in which we extend that to even past secondary education. I don't know. It just made a lot of sense.
The thing that's kind of ridiculous is that the government, because they're state schools like Mizzou or UMSL or, you know, those schools, they cost so much money. It's crazy. Like, something definitely has to be looked at how much annual income is compared to how much a house costs and how much a car costs.
Totally.
You know, because the median salary, this is not household income, this is like median salary. Mm-hmm. I think it's like $40,000 a person, like median. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think, and like income for households, like 51. But I think in 2016, the average price for a car in the United States was $35,000 new.
$35,000. Holy cow. I would have said like 27 or something like that.
Right. But if you look around you on the highway.
Yeah, it's all new cars. Yeah.
I drive the crappiest car in my parking lot by far. But like at work. But if you go on the highway, you know you're not making the least amount of money. You know, yeah. So like people are going into debt. That's why the 2008 crash happened. But back to what Bernie was saying was, like, just like the government regulated banks, right? They have to have the FDIC. They have to have the $250,000 backup for every single person. Like, right. they have a net to catch them. They don't have that with healthcare.
Right.
So, like, even in the case of Viagra, right? They had rights. I know it's a weird subject. I'm married. They have rights. I have issues.
Wait, you use?
No. So they have rights. They have rights.
Would you be willing to try?
We'll circle back.
We'll come back to that. We'll come back. They have rights to their medication. They have rights to their medication, and it used to be like $20 or $10 a pill. Now they're selling it for like $1 a pill, generic. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, how?
Well, it's because the patent ran out. I'm pretty sure.
So exactly.
So these people can come up and, yeah, man, I don't know. It's just like, there are just like big problems, and I'm just like open-minded to it. And here's the other thing. We kind of exist in a little bit of an echo chamber in that.
I don't know what that means.
Like how, I don't hang out with that many liberal people.
Who can educate,
intelligently defend their points.
Yeah, that's exactly. And, well, the thing was, too, when I was talking to Kevin, my roommate, about this, and I was talking to him about how
we all know Kevin.
I know, but I was, if anyone's listening that doesn't know Kevin, that's why I said. Just to give content. I was telling him like, Frank, I forgot what I was trying to say. You distracted me now.
That's okay.
But someone would come along and say, no, Republicans are like.
Like, well, there's not one party that's like, you can't look at one party as like the
right.
the sinful or the
right. But the so, right a lot party. Of people would disagree with that.
Yeah,
and
I 100% agree
with what
Steven's saying. I've thought about that recently. I think we're too focused on titles, like, because even in like Christianity, say someone's a Calvinism, it's like.
Yeah.
Or Calvinists. It's like they jump on that train and they never get off. Like they think that it's all right or nothing's right.
Arminians do the same.
But these are man-made things. And obviously.
Yeah.
So like for instance, my brother's liberal. He started hanging out with a different crowd. Because I've been thinking similar things, like going not being raised, homeschooled. Like going to camp every year and going to the same church all the time. It's like, oh, there's other things out there and they're not necessarily wrong. Right. And like for instance,
I don't know. Like, I just don't. I'm not on board 100% with every single thing a Republican does.
Right. No? So. Well, I was just saying. So Tim Keller makes a good point. Obviously, you know, I'm hugely influenced by Tim Keller, but Tim Keller was saying that, you know, you can't really be in either side of the camp. So, like, for instance, a Christian would support the Republican Party in the sense of if they support traditional family values, such as marriage is between one woman and one man, against abortion. But he was also making the point that a Christian, like, biblically speaking, a Christian should be supportive of providing for the poor and social injustice. And there are social injustices, as you know, we're three white guys, and we don't want to talk about
but
it.
That's,
but
no, but that's what I would keep wanting to talk about, is that I watched this one Netflix show the other day, and it's the Netflix Explained series, where it tries to – have you seen it, Luke?
Is it called, like, We So They Know, or what is it called?
No, it's literally called Explained. It's literally just called Explained on Netflix. But there's one on there that's really cool. It's about black pay inequality. I don't know. I remember exactly, but it's basically about, like, black people and, like, their money. And it was really good in the sense where it broke down, like, a great example that it broke down was housing, where it talks about how, like, if one parent owns a house that has a high value and then appreciates in value, when they die, they pass it on to their children, and then it keeps rolling, like the ball of wealth in the, like, just a house, just simple, realistic, simple house. We'll keep rolling through the kids and through the generations, and it'll build and it'll maintain in the family. But they were talking about how, like, there's so many lines of African Americans that never got that, like, original house, and they've never been like, and they've never ever even gotten an opportunity past that. So there's never been this rollover. Yeah. So, like, this rollover of wealth that's been building for generations, it doesn't exist in their line. So that's why
I don't like that mindset. And I'll tell you why. Like, I don't like that mindset because it's like an excuse. Because I don't have that. And I'm not black.
Yeah, no. I know. Netflix is coming from
that, a very liberal. No, I agree. That's a very liberal side.
What I think, though, is that, like, that's a true fact, though. Like, you know, you know yourself by even looking at finances that, like, wealth accumulates over time, and you don't have wealth accumulated in your family. Like, I'm not saying that, like, this is an excuse for us that we need to
hate poor
black people or whatever. I'm just saying that, like,
I'm sitting in the back of my tour bus right now. I'm just kidding.
Back of the tour bus. You rich prick. I just think that, like, it was, when I watched it was just something that, like, I've never heard good arguments like that brought up for African American cases like that. And, like, that was a point that I was like, this is so true, and I totally can see it.
Okay, here's the thing, when we break it down by color of skin, though. Who is the most hated race of all time?
Jesus.
Jews.
Jesus?
Jews. He was a Jew. He was
Jews.
A Jew.
Technically, Jews. Jesus was his own race because he was part God, part man, and there's no race that's a
Jews are the most hated people group of all time.
Yeah.
Who's top five, like, who's top three in America for money?
Chinese.
We don't
Jews.
Know. We don't
Jews.
Know. We don't know.
No, it is true. It is true. It's the top three. It's Jews, like, Asian descent, and white American. It is true.
Chinese.
Anyway, here's what I have to say. Okay, listen. When the Jews got persecuted so heavily, they did not I'm trying to explain this well. Okay. So if you look at Jews, you look at Indians, and you look at Asians, which I guess Indians are Asians, in America, they are thriving right now. Why? Because they didn't look to the government for help. They didn't try to destroy the government. They came together as one people group. So the Jews came together as one, started in their own civilization, like in New York. That's where they all went to. And they all started and helped each other out. That's what Indians do. No Indian is poor in a family in America. Well, I mean, some of them are, but they all help each other out. And they didn't go to the government.
That is true. I do appreciate the family values within Indian culture. Like, they respect their elders, like, to a whole nother level. Like, it's very common for them to, like, even live in the same house, or I don't know. It is different. Like, even with Priyanka's family, like, they supported each other, and like respect and hierarchy was a huge deal. And that's how it's been traditionally. It's just in our Western culture, we've kind of lost touch with that.
Yeah. But I think the main thing that, like, for me, that's changed my view of, like, what I'm trying to say of, like, how, like, my brain has been changed about, like
the same brain
and races is that it's like, I've always known that, like, I've always said, I don't understand racism. Like, I don't understand even why would someone think like that, or why does it even exist? I just didn't understand it. But now, like, I've been, like, giving points have been given to me that actually make sense of why people get upset. I think that, like the point of what I just brought up about, like, the housing, like that they didn't have house in their lines, I think that that's a reason, like, for me to why people are upset. I think that there are, like, people are taking it way too extreme, like, rioting and picketing, and, like, they definitely need to be heard, and issues need to be addressed, but I don't agree with a lot of the method.
To take a stance at a general level is not fair to the rest of the... Like, if you're going to be fair... Like, I was in Seattle at the internship at Boeing this summer, and I talked to... He's a black guy from Georgia. He goes to Howard University, a private university, whatever. Okay, and, like, I started talking to him about this. I was, like, asking him questions. I was, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Like, ask him legit questions. And I told him my story and how, like, my parents didn't have a lot of money. I kind of went to a community college and to a small university, all this stuff. And he, like, came to a point where he's, like, I think I actually had more opportunities than you did and had access to more things.
Yeah.
And so it's not a general thing. It's a base-by-base thing. You know, like, it's by...
I'm trying to say with my argument is that there are things that have been pointed out to me that are just, like, obviously there is 90% of it is by case, like what you're saying. Like, you're completely right. But there, you have to admit that there are very specific things that are race by race.
Steven, like, would you say, so you're the only one of us who has dated a black woman. Would you say that has influenced you or affect your viewpoint on race at all?
I'd say that was like a very big opening, like, really? Point for like opening my eyes. It definitely didn't change my view on race. I'm like, I still don't really totally understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand like all the hatred, but I definitely more am seeing reasons for why there's so much hatred. Like, I see points of tension is what I see. Like, a big argument was cops. Like, she would always talk about how there's so much injustice in cops and like with like the law enforcement. And I was always talking about the cops I know from my church and seeing how like they have like they'll talk on Sundays about how they like had some people threaten to kill them like four times that week. And like they're like great guys. Like they're not going out to look to like beat up and arrest black people. Right. What they're doing is they're getting 10 calls a day from the African American community. They're getting like one from West County.
It's true.
So they just are going where they're getting.
That's why it sucks to make a point based on generalization, like saying that cops are racist. Because there are cops that are racist, but that doesn't mean all cops are racist. And when you throw them in a pool, it's not fair.
Yeah. Well, like, what do you think, though, about, like, the court system? So, like, a lot of people would argue, though, with the courts were messed up with, like, the John Brown or whatever that... they'll be like, who was that guy that got shot? Like,
in Ferguson?
In Ferguson. Just something
Michael Brown?
Michael Brown. So, like, I would
bet... You think that was unfair?
Well, people would argue that the courts are where it's big messed up, too, where they, like, they will rule in favor of cops all the time, never in the favor of an African-American.
In this specific case of, Michael Brown, which is probably the most touchy subject in the world, like, it's pretty touchy for a lot of people. I don't know if... Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a problem within courts, and again, there's racist people. But, like... I wouldn't say that's like the whole thing of like America is white supremacist and racist. I think that there are white supremacists and there are racists, but I don't think the country is white supremacist and racist.
So yeah. Like, again, like all this being said, this just like to tie this back to where we started. Like, it's just, I'm just trying to be more open minded and ask questions about, so I mean, like, you know, like growing up, like in the last couple years, we've been asking really legitimate questions about our faith, right? And then we've kind of you know, we've kind of put them through the fire, and some things have been strengthened, and others we've kind of like learned and shied away from. It's a similar thing. Like, same thing with like our political views. And like, honestly, like, you know, people say don't talk about religion or politics, but one, there's like very few things that are as interesting as religion and politics. And two, I feel like those are the quickest, those are probably like the biggest, you know, opinions in your lives. Those are probably your views on those two things will tell me almost everything that I need to know about you and like your mindset and your perspective.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of trying to be more open-minded.
Yeah.
And I think also part of it is because there's no Republican like running for president. Like, Trump is the incumbent, so he doesn't really have competition. It's only the Democrats now. So it's easier for me to pay attention to, you know, three or four people versus eight, you know, balancing out on the Republican too. So it's just interesting. And Andrew Yang is probably the most interesting of them all. So
yeah,
I don't know. And a lot of it, maybe it's because he went on Rogan, but.
You know, Hillary's running again.
Who is?
Hillary.
She's running again?
Yeah.
No way.
What? I didn't even know that was possible. I thought once you ran, like, you made it to the final two, you can't run again.
No.
She's run twice already.
She's running again?
I cannot withstand another Hillary campaign. That would be awesome.
Wait.
Why would that be awesome?
Let me fact check myself.
Wait, hold on.
Man, if Hillary ran again. Oh man.
Hillary running. I think she's only joking about it.
Okay. Cause I saw there's a clip that says, "I'm running again, I can beat him again."
Well,
she didn't beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she won popular vote.
What does glass ceiling mean?
It's like there's a glass ceiling for girls, and no one can break it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I would love for her to run.
I would get so mad. I would hate that.
Yeah,
it would literally be a redo, Ben.
He already beat her.
I really liked what Bernie did say about the political running, though. Because he was talking about how it was like, it's just a popularity contest, and there's no...
He said there's no, not enough time. Like, how are you supposed to talk about subjects like socialism, or talk about in a span of like 15 minutes at a debate? Like
15 seconds?
No, it's less than that. It's like 15 seconds. Yeah, it's like you have 3 things to say. And then if someone just like roasts you about something you did 20 years ago, it's like, well, and then everyone starts clapping. It's like, you can't recover from that.
It's literally like, you know how whenever you've got those like rap battles or like people just like insulting each other, it's whoever has the best.
But here's the thing.
That's why Trump won, because he's the best at it.
He's the best.
Yeah, but people should.
That's why he won.
People should take it upon themselves to you know, put in like 10 minutes of research to figure out where these people stand. Like,
but that's the problem with our society, is that we're Snapchat heading. We're Snapchat heading society. That makes sense.
See,
like,
you'll see
an article, not read it, and just base your opinion off the. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So the thing that I would say against that is, I was talking to Veronica the other day, my sister, and I was talking about how like that Veronica and I don't struggle with the same like problem with social media that normal people do, and we were talking about how we both wish we did because let me rephrase that. We both want to be more present on social media because that's how everyone connects and like communicates. It's just how, it's just the way people are.
I would rather get off social media.
Yes, but Veronica and I struggle with having any presence at all in social media. Mm-hmm. And it really has disconnected us from a lot of people in that way. So we talked about how like we wanted to be able to connect with people more on social media because we just are never on it. Like name the last time I post on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah, okay. I don't post, and then the last things I post on Instagram, they're like every couple months.
Yeah.
And it's just like one random thing. It's typically just a thought.
No, I mean, that's true. Like, I guess there is a healthy balance to be struck.
And which is the thing, that's what we're talking about. Veronica and I have the opposite problem. Well, we're not on it at all.
But I feel like it's better to err on the side of caution.
But then feel like we're isolated.
Yeah, but you're not.
Steven. Just do better.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the next social media?
No, you know, Brad Penn, you said the other week, you said we don't need another social media platform. I know.
What do you think is going to be the next one, though?
Virtual reality.
Virtual
reality. I can virtually interact with you.
Virtually?
You don't think so? You know it's coming, though. You know that's coming. Have you, like, virtual reality is so sick, it's going to change everything. It's going to replace, like, retail stores. It's going to replace
retail gaming, stores.
Virtual reality shopping. No more retail
stores. Man, I have seen, like, videos where truck drivers will, like, they can work from home because they'll go to this little hub set up and they'll just drive the truck virtually.
Yeah. It's going to change
everything. It's crazy.
Like, being virtually able to put yourself somewhere and interact with the physical world virtually is going to change everything.
Steven, what do you think about – so, like, when Elon Musk says that we're living in a simulation.
Oh, it's so dumb.
What do you think about that?
I watched the podcast today with Joe Rogan and Elon. I laughed. And the thing is, like, I can appreciate it because it is a really cool idea.
Yeah.
But it's super dumb.
Why?
Because I feel like there's just, like, it's the same, like, it's borderlining on the same ideas about, like, how do you know your conscience? Like, how do you know your conscience, Ben? Tell me. You can't, like, there's not a real answer. Like, you can give me, like, I think, therefore I am, or something like that. But even then, like, it's, like, you only think because it's a construct of what you're, like, living in or whatever. I don't know. It's all these, like, weird ideas of people trying to stretch their mind, but it's just, like, just accept the true fact that if I punch you in the face, it hurts. What? And that's real. Okay. That's what's real.
Yeah.
I looked in the mirror the other day at work, and I was like, who the frick am I? What is this skin? Do you ever do that? Like, yeah. You're like you're just in your own eyes? Like,
well, no.
You don't talk about it?
Kind of.
Like,
oh, that's like, too deep. Like, I'll talk about this for a second. I started watching the Joe Rogan podcast. Sorry, Luke. We can go back to that in just 1 second. This has just been bothering me all day. The aliens that... Like the Joe Rogan podcast when he interviews Bob Lazar or that astronaut thing.
You talking about the pilot?
Yeah. What's your take? Because I know Ben's take. Ben and I have argued about it. What's your take on the aliens?
What's my take on aliens?
No. The whole Bob Lazar and the air, the Navy pilot thing. Like, what do you think that's about?
Okay, so.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. My gosh. Let's see. So. The Bob Lazar thing. I need to think for a second.
It's like Bob Lazar's the guy that did the Netflix documentary.
No, yeah. I watched it and listened to all of his Rogan.
Like, mainly I'm just asking, like, do you think do you think that, like, the stuff they found is real aliens, or do you think it's just, like,
he knows.
Technology?
He knows.
So, okay. there was a... I'm just saying this to preface my statement. So there was a, in order to get into Area 51 building, Bob Lazar, in one of his blogs or interviews or something, described the way to get in by putting your hand on this sensor and it read your bones.
Yeah.
And they discovered that that's real.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, that's BS, doesn't exist, doesn't happen. There's a lot of holes to Bob Lazar's story. But I think what he saw, because he only saw the, like, little green creatures for a little bit.
Wait, he saw creatures?
Yeah, he said he, like, walked by a window and saw little people for a little bit. Yes, if you watch the documentary and Joe Rogan's thing. But there's also a lady who does a lot of, like, journalism, like government journalism, whatever. She interviewed people from Area 51. And she had said that other people have seen, like, alien-type things in Area 51, but the closer they got, they realized that they were morphed humans.
What?
Yeah, so basically they deconstructed a human being and put them in a little disc, killed them, deconstructed their heads to shape like an alien. And... they were sent in the, I guess during the Cold War, whatever, Russia's?
Yeah.
In Russia, yeah. By Russia in a spacecraft sort of thing, allegedly to distract Americans. Like.
Okay. But, like, so, I need you to give me a concise answer. Like,
no, what? I think I know what he was saying. I think he was saying that he thinks that there's so many crazy explanations for weird things that people are saying. Is that right?
I sure dang hope that aliens exist, because that would be amazing. I don't think that they are the creatures that we think. I think there's weird technology in Area 51 that we don't know about, because I do, like, know of some crazy technology that some company that I have worked for has that people don't know about that's kind of crazy. So I think that there's something in there that, like, they're just not telling us. Because, right, there's so many crazy technologies out there. Anyway,
that's exactly what I think. Like,
and, yeah. But I do think if aliens ever found us, we would be dead.
Wow.
I mean,
if they found Earth, they are so much further advanced than we are.
No, yeah, I know what you're saying. Because, like, the technology you would need to get to Earth would be so beyond what we have.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Biblically speaking, does the Bible leave room for aliens?
We're technically aliens, so.
No, but you know what I mean.
I don't know. Like, I don't think so. Like, I don't know.
I would say I no. Don't.
But.
Like, the Bible doesn't rule out aliens.
It doesn't rule it out.
There's one verse in one of the minor prophets, and it talks about it. The verse literally says, roughly translated, because I'm quoting it from memory. It says, like, look at the world; it was created to be inhabited.
Okay.
And so when I read that, I was like, okay, so he literally created it to be inhabited, and then that partnered with the gospel that it doesn't seem like the gospel is like relevant to anything else except humans. Then that's why I would say there's no alien. At least aliens that have a sentient brain that can.
Where do you think the idea of aliens came from? Their shape, their origin.
Demons. I don't know.
You know, like, why do we have that? Like, why?
I mean, I feel like there's so many myths and legends that, like, so many have come from real things. Like, the legends of Olympians, or, like, you know, Greek gods.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
They're like the demigods that the gods sure. came down and slept with a woman. And
sure.
That,
yeah.
That
yeah.
I think comes from the Nephilim, because the exact like a Nephilim is a demon coming and sleeping with a woman, having a child, and then those childs, even in the Bible, are recorded to be able to do renowned things. So yeah, it's mythology where gods came down and slept with women and had kids that could do miraculous things. So, like, I think there's a lot.
That's how the pyramids were created.
I don't know about that, but I know that's that, like,
I've heard
a lot of mythology is like, I think dragons were real of some form.
Yeah, Komodo.
No, like a fire breathing dragon.
Oh, okay, interesting.
I think.
Well, I think we should start exploring the ocean. Like, devote all of our technology to figure out that crap.
Why?
Why?
Why not space? Why the ocean?
I want to know what's on, because it's like 95% of the globe.
Okay, but I feel like it's gonna be way.
I think there's way more.
Dude, the Leviathan is in there.
I think the Leviathan's dead.
I think the Leviathan is still alive.
It's still alive. It talks about it
in Revelation. Yeah.
He's down there. But here's the thing.
In order for the Leviathan to still be alive, it probably had to reproduce.
Or we don't know that. It's just a being that lives freaking forever.
Or God is
sustaining it.
Here's the thing, Luke.
Let me have my opinions.
I know. What I'm saying is, I think it's easier for us to get to Mars than it would be for us to get to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Because how are we going to sustain that weight? Pressure.
But, like, if you were to tell someone, how are we going to get to freaking Mars instead of with the government not pouring Starship. Billions of dollars of it?
No, government doesn't have to pour anything into it. Starship.
Tesla.
Starship. Have you kept up with Starship?
No, but I know Trump gave money to NASA. So.
Okay, so Starship is this thing SpaceX is building, and they've been building it for a long time. It used to be called BFR, and then it was called, I don't remember, something else, but now it's called Starship. And they just did a Starhopper prototype where it was just a little single Raptor engine, and it flew. And now they built a Go look it up after this. Starship is a star. It's a ship built out of steel, and it's going to be able to carry 100 people into space. And they're ready on their like third prototype.
Wait, hold on, boys. Do we want to go back? Can we go back to aliens for one quick second?
Yeah, go to aliens. Well, the Navy confirmed their existence.
Right.
We didn't talk about that.
So, in Ezekiel, this is what it says. Listen up. I looked and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud of flashing lightning surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal. And in the fire was what looked like four living creatures. In appearance, their form was human, but each of them had four faces and four wings.
That's an angel.
That could be so many things.
But I'm just saying, like, you gotta, like, if somebody read that and they were like, that sounds like an alien.
But so maybe. If you read Revelation, that sounds like what is protecting the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was someone in one of the
hermeneutics. Shout out, JC.
In one of the Joe Rogan podcasts, one of the guys said that the evidence needed to declare aliens exist is massive. Like, you need a ton of evidence. And there's only ever been, like, little inklings and little sprinkles of it.
I want them to exist. I think it would be fun.
I want... No. This is what I want. I want aliens to exist, just not...
It's all about what you want.
Aliens that are, like, other humans. Like, I guarantee you, actually... From my belief.
Oh, wow.
That if you go to another planet in another galaxy,
hold on, you will find
a planet that is just like...
Wait, hold on.
That is like animals that are running around
you
on
said, planets. I guarantee...
Is this a Stephen Hoppy guarantee
from my belief?
What is your belief?
My belief is that creation is so vast and so beautiful that how are other planets not going to be teeming with life we haven't seen yet?
Because why would God put... planet teeming with life so effing far away from us
for us to enjoy.
Yeah, but like we're looking at Pluto with a telescope. You know, there's nothing there. There's no water anywhere.
But do you know how close Pluto is? Pluto is like
Pluto?
Pluto is like 0.0000 a billion trillion zeros per distance wise. If you take that distance, percent of the entire universe. You know that.
I do know that.
So, like, all of the universe is only specks of dust that are completely, like, dry and lifeless. I feel like that's kind of a plain move of God to do for in creation. I mean, maybe it is, and I'm sure it's amazing. Whatever God did is amazing. I just think that God is so amazing, I think he totally put life on other planets. Not
so
human.
We have to wrap it up because I got to bounce.
All right.